It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and Fridays are my favorite day of the week for a variety of reasons, mostly, though, because our interesting Islander. And it says interesting Islanders in that, and that's exactly what we have today. Joining us today, we have the 2024 Easter Seals Ambassador, Lucy Gallant, and her mom, Melissa. Hi, guys. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
And we have Janice Black here with DP Murphy, who organizes the Tim Hortons Easter Seals Ambassador School Tour. Hi, Janice.
Good morning, Darcy.
Always great to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here again.
And we are going to get to meet Lucy. We're going to chat about the Easter Seals School Tour, which gets underway, which is underway now officially. But let's get to know Lucy first, okay? Lucy's pretty excited to be here. Tell us about yourself, Lucy. How old are you? What school do you go to? Where do you live? Anybody that you want to say hi to this morning? All that fun stuff.
Hi, my name is Lucy Gwynn. I'm 10 years old, and I'm a fifth grade student at Ecosio Mount in Summerside. I live in Sherbrooke, and I want to say hello to my dad, Chris, who is listening from home, and my little brother, Jackson.
Well, hello to Chris and Jackson.
We're so happy to have you here, Lucy, and you're doing a great job as this year's ambassador. Lucy, I know you're excited about increasing awareness about neurodiversity. Can you tell us about your condition?
I am autistic and I have ADHD, and my brain works a lot differently than others, and I really hope I can help more people understand that everyone who is autistic experiences things in different ways.
And Janice, we want to say thank you to Tim Hortons for all you've done over the years with the Easter Seals Ambassador Tour. I mean, I've been on the bus a few times.
Yes.
It's usually a pretty good time.
We have a wonderful time.
It's usually a pretty good time. We get to stop at the schools, and the schools all do different things along the way.
They
all have their own kind of traditions and ways that they roll out the red carpet, and it is just amazing, amazing to see. So we're really excited for this year's, and I mean, you are the reason that this runs so smoothly, right?
Well, thank you.
And you really do. You take the reins. We head into the school. We know where we're going, and it's all led by Janice, which is fantastic. What makes the school tour so special for you? You've been doing it for a long time.
I have been, Darcy. And as you know, the Easter Seal Tour is certainly near and dear to my heart. Having been organizing this year, it's actually 33 years. So it's been quite a while, and just a number of reasons really why it's been so special. And I think first we would look at the relationship that we have developed with the school systems. The work from the principals, the teachers, mm-hmm. the students in organizing the fundraisers, and the wonderful welcome that we receive upon arrivals really shows the school spirit and their willingness to support such a wonderful cause, making this tour a success. Second, I think, is the amazing people that you meet along the way. Over the years, we've had the most fabulous ambassadors, Lucy being a perfect example. I cherish and I've enjoyed their zest for life and their enthusiasm, and in meeting their extended families. And also on tour, we have many folks that have joined us. We have Rotarians, dignitaries, as you had mentioned, radio personalities. And, it certainly makes it an amazing time. And of course, because of our success of this program, we were able to assist the many programs which benefit the physically challenged children of Prince Edward Island, whether it's in supporting Camp Genchef, Joyriders, assisting with equipment needs, or one of their many programs. It's heartwarming to know that what everyone does to pull this fundraiser together, in the end, it's the physically challenged children who reap its benefits.
And it is just an amazing campaign every single year. And again, I can't say it enough. Until you've been on the bus and you roll into these schools to see how excited the children are and how happy they are to know that they're doing some great stuff around their school to raise funds for Easter Seals, it's awesome. But then there's the rock star. That's Lucy. This year you are going to be such a rock star. So we're gonna pause here for a second, Lucy, and we'll come back and we're gonna chat more. Is that all right?
What?
All right, perfect.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter and some great tunes on the evening
and more on the way, so come take a test drive. Join me tomorrow from 10 till 2 at Charlottetown Mitsubishi, home of the 10-year warranty.
Mainly sunny today, some light wind, a high of 8. A few clouds tonight with a low of +2. And tomorrow is cloudy. Rain beginning in the afternoon, just about 2 millimeters. Winds from the south gusting to 40 and a high of 8. Right now it is 1 degree in Summerside, 1 degree in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right, we have the celebration calendar coming up in just a couple of moments. We are also going to have another chat with Lucy Gallant, who is this year's Easter Seals Ambassador. School tour underway, coming soon to a school near you very soon. We'll have more coming up next.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream.
Irene Cara, Flashdance, what a feeling. It's Ocean 100. What a feeling indeed. We're having a pretty good time today with our interesting Islander, Lucy Gallant. Lucy, a little spark plug in here this morning, enjoying waving at all the passing cars and people that we get down here. Lucy, tell me about the school tour. You're pretty excited about it and visiting most of the schools on PEI, right? Going to be cool.
Yeah, I am excited, but I am a little nervous. But I know that Janice has it all figured out, and she has donuts.
Donuts. Wow, Janice, you certainly do have it all organized. Maybe tell us about a typical day on the tour.
Well, Jill, our tour is 6 days, 62 schools, so we have a very busy schedule.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. Each day we would do anywhere from 10 to 13 schools. We board our big Coach Atlantic bus, and we're at the first school usually by 8:45. The school day is only so long, so we do not have a lot of time to spend at each of the schools, maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
What is nice is that I have the contact information, so I call all the schools when we're about 5 minutes out. So when we arrive, they are all assembled in the gym and waiting for our arrival and, with our warm welcome. The principal welcomes the school, I speak on behalf of our tour, and I introduce everyone with us on the bus that day. And then our star ambassador would speak to the students and talk about her motto and thank them for their support of Easter Seals. Then we do a check presentation. We present a thank you certificate back to the school to show our thanks. And then it's off to the next school. So it really is a whirlwind, but it works.
What a terrific word for it. Whirlwind is exactly what it is, and it does work. And you know what, Lucy? It's all because of the donuts. Right? Yeah. What's your favorite kind of donut? Do you have a favorite?
Honey Cruller donuts.
You are the best. Okay, let's get into the birthdays. This is the celebration calendar, but I think that Lucy's going to kick it off today because you have a birthday you want to add to the list, right?
Yes.
Okay, who is it?
I do. I want to say a happy birthday to my grandma that's listening right now, Barbara McDonald.
Yeah, okay, Barbara.
Say happy birthday. Her birthday's on this upcoming Tuesday.
Okay, so you guys are going to be having cake soon then.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, thanks for that, Lucy. Okay, happy fifth birthday to Jace McPherson. That's from Mom and Dad, Kristen and Cody from Orwell. Belated birthday to Melanie McKinnon from Carol and Cameron. Charlie Parker, happy ninth birthday on Sunday from Mom, Dad, and Randy. Amanda DeRosh and Summerside, happy birthday from your work friends. Liam Likely, happy eighth today from Caleb and Megan and everybody else who loves you, Liam. Tasha Hood. Got a message this morning from Josh to make sure we got this on. So that's from Josh, the girls. And I even got a text from your mom, Tasha. So happy birthday today. Hope it's a great day. Roseanne, a.k.a. Maggie Donahoe in Montague, is turning 62. And on Sunday, Jamie Collins is 20 from Mom, Jeff, Toby, Beckett, and Anna.
Robin Kilo from Mom, Dad, Amanda, Kids, Emily, and Liam. Sarah Smith and Winslow from Sean and Luke. Morgan Bender in Stratford turning 28. Happy birthday, Piper McGinnis. Have a wonderful day. Love your 12 siblings. Piper is in Parkdale turning 68. Charlene Felix, happy birthday. Luca Jameson Hazelbrook turns the big 14. Kathy Johnson, happy birthday. Mom, love Tammy, Todd, Tim, all of your grandkids, and your great-granddaughter, Hannah. Kathy's in 10 Mile House turning 83 years old. Sarah Elizabeth, celebrating a birthday, we're told, starting a new decade of awesomeness.
That's a great way to put
that. I know. Eric Poirier, a very happy birthday tomorrow, the big 64. Love from your wife, Amber, and sons, James and Jeff, and Loki, the dog. Tomorrow, Daisy Beck turning 8. Love Mom, Dad, and Mac. Matt McMillan also celebrating a birthday tomorrow. And finally, Todd McLean. Happy birthday to you. And Todd, a great musician. I hope that someone serenades you with a saxophone song today.
Okay.
He's the one I showed you.
He is fantastic. Yes. The man knows how to play a saxophone. All right. So, Lucy, we give away bridge passes now, some prizes. Okay. So, are you able to clap with me here when I announce this? Okay. So, here we go. Congratulations, Aiden McDonald and David McMillan. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Lucy's like, what did they even win?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Bridge, I have no clue.
Bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge. Isn't that fun? Lucy, you're awesome, and we're going to chat more coming up next. You're an interesting Islander.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Beginning in the afternoon and a high of 8. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thanks very much, Scott Chapman. It is 8:05. Happy Friday to you. Lots of sunshine today. Enjoy every second of it. But don't forget your shades today. You're going to want them. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia. You could text in your answers any morning. What famous person was killed outside the Dakota Building in New York? It was John Lennon. John Lennon. All right. Mm-hmm. So it's Friday, so it's draw day. $100 gift card going to Cindy McDonald. Congratulations. Do the clap thing. Yeah. Yeah. Lucy. There's not usually 22 people in here. This is good. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Styx concert, May 18th, Credit Union Place. Congratulations to James Chandler. James Chandler. Congratulations. Enjoy the Styx show. Should be awesome. We'll have more with Lucy Gallant, who is our Easter Seals ambassador this year and also our interesting Islander for Ken Mac Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmac Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Oh, it's Friday, and that means Interesting Islander Day. And we have a great one today. Lucy Gallant is this year's Easter Seals ambassador. She's here with her mom, Melissa. And it's been great so far getting to know Lucy here on the air. Thank you so much, too, what you're doing as an ambassador and telling your story to us too. Can you tell us a few other interesting things about you, Lucy?
I really love sharing facts that I learn, and I'm really creative. I love art, and I really care a lot about animals and want them to be safe and loved.
Oh, Lucy, that's great. And we're learning so much more about you too, just spending time with you. We hear that you are really good at trivia and facts about famous movies, and that you might even have a question for us.
Oh. I don't have a question. I have four of them.
Oh, no.
All right. Here we go. It's an impromptu Friday edition of okay. Are You Smarter Than Scott Chapman? Here we go. Okay. All right. What do you got?
So all the questions that came up are from the movie Encanto.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you all seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll get the answers.
No, it's fine. Yeah, ask your question.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people are in the family Madrigal, and can you name them?
You may have stumped us at number one. Oh my gosh, Darce.
That's one of the easier questions.
It is? I'm worried now. That's supposed to be easy?
Yes.
But I told you I'm not even good at trivia. Oh my gosh.
50.
No, way less.
Okay, all right. Okay,
no,
I don't think we're going to get it.
10?
Four? Is that how many are?
No.
Oh,
there's more.
Is it 10?
Do you know, can you tell us what who they are? What are their names?
Okay. So there's Abuela, Mirabel, Isabella, Luisa, Dolores, Camilo, Antonio, Pepa, Bruno, Felix, Agustin, and Julieta. We got 12.
My goodness.
We got 12.
Whoa. You know what?
Sometimes I don't remember what I went into the kitchen for. And she just rhymed all those off like that.
Yeah.
That was, yes.
I'm literally in a play of this movie.
Oh, I kind of okay, have okay, I get that.
It's, yes. I forget my own animals' names sometimes.
I guess I'm confused. You forget your own name sometimes.
No. Okay, should we even risk taking the next question?
Yeah, I want the next question.
All right. What's your next question, Lucy?
Okay, number two. This one is going to be even harder if you haven't even seen the movie.
What is it?
So basically, everyone in the movie has like a special gift.
Okay. Yes.
Which character can hear a pin drop?
Which one of those?
We could take a guess.
Isabella?
No.
Bruno?
Abuelo?
No. Abuelo is not.
Okay, no. You're right. You're right. It would be better if we had watched the movie. That would have been probably better. How many times have you seen Encanto?
More than I can count.
Okay, so Encanto is kind of like one of your favorite movies.
Yes. So that is his unique or special gift?
Who?
That was his special gift, hearing a pin drop? No?
He didn't get one.
Oh, okay. I'm confused.
You lose, Jill.
It was Dolores.
Dolores, okay.
Janice is over here saying, I know the answers to all of these questions,
yes,
guys.
Sure.
All of these questions. All right.
Okay, number three.
Yeah.
Who didn't receive a gift in the movie Encanto?
Oh, it's another Encanto question.
They're all Encanto.
Oh.
Is it the girl? Is it
the girl?
Mirabelle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, this we one. Should be done.
Take nope, that. There's one more.
Darcy
one more,
Campbell.
One more.
Okay.
How many kids did Abuela and Abuelo have?
So you named 12. Six kids?
No.
Eight.
No.
Three.
Yes.
Whoa!
They had triplets. It was triplets.
Oh, triplets. Can you imagine? You know what? I've been more successful at your trivia than Darcy's trivia. You must be my magic charm. I'm typically not very great at trivia. So 2 out of 4, not bad, Darcy.
Well,
if just for a harder challenge, can you name the trip? Can you name the three triplets?
Yeah, Jill. Can you name the three triplets?
Are they Darcy, Scott, and Jill?
No.
No.
Is it Julieta, Peppa, and Bruno?
Yep.
Oh,
all right, guys. We're going to have more with Lucy Gallant while I'm on a hot streak of trivia here. All right. Stand by.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
Charlottetown, brace yourselves for a roofing revolution. Artisan Roofing, your new
spring. Get more power starting at $19,885. See your Kubota dealer for details.
A beautiful Friday, mainly sunny, some light wind, a high of 8 today. Few clouds tonight with a low of +2, and tomorrow cloudy with some rain in the afternoon. Winds from the south gusting to 40, high is 8. Right now it is +3 in Summerside and in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Lucy, did you know that it's a pretty big weekend at Credit Union Place because the Summerside Western Caps, which you're a fan of, are starting their Maritime Hockey League finals against Miramichi. That's exciting. Are you pumped for them?
Yep.
I hear you're a Caps fan.
Yes.
All right.
I
you've
am.
Been to a few games before?
Go Caps!
Go Caps! Atta girl!
Woo!
I would be very surprised if someone doesn't reach out with tickets at some point in time. I'd be very, very surprised. Very surprised, Lucy. We'll wrap things up with Lucy Gallant, our Easter Seals ambassador, an interesting Islander coming up. Big shout out to her mom, Melissa, who's here too, and our good friend, Janice Black, here from DP Murphy. This is so much fun, guys. Stevie Wonder. We'll send that along to our pal Lisa McKenzie this morning. She's vibing on the way to work. Have a great day, Lisa. Lisa also says hi to you, Lucy. Lucy Gallant. The Easter Seals ambassador. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I love that. All right. Well, guys, this has been so much fun. We're joined this morning by Interesting Islanders, our Easter Seals ambassador, Lucy Gallant, Janice Blackear with DP Murphy and Tim Hortons, and, you know, really who has been the person behind all of this for 35 years. And, you know, we wanted to talk to Janice about a special kickoff that was held yesterday at Lennox Island.
Yes.
How was that?
It was an amazing day. Before I get into that, Darcy, I just certainly wanted to say thank you to Ocean and for you folks for having us on here this morning. So yesterday was, it was a wonderful day. It had been a few years since we actually stopped at the John J. Sark Memorial right. School in Lennox Island. So it certainly was a treat yesterday to stop by and have sort of like a pre-kickoff to our tour.
Mm-hmm.
We received a wonderful warm welcome with a drumming ceremony. Then they performed their honor song to our group. We did our usual program of introductions, and Lucy did her speech, and then they presented us with their donation for Easter Seals. They also presented Lucy with a wonderful, a beautiful T-shirt, stickers, pencils, and before we departed, they performed their Mi'kmaq dance, which we all took part in. So it was a fantastic experience, and we will be making this an annual stop on our tour. So we want to say a huge thank you to them for the ceremony and the invite for yesterday.
And Janice, really, thank you to you, DP Murphy, for all you do for the tour. And of course, we have to say thank you to Coach Atlantic Maritime Bus, who provide transportation every year. It would be pretty hard to do a tour like this without a bus. Lucy, several yes. of us. It really would be. It would take a lot longer, too, I suspect.
And Lucy's like, and you need donuts.
And yes, you need donuts.
A bus packed with donuts. Several of us from the Ocean and Hot 105 teams will be joining you on the tour next week, and we'll be reporting back to the stations a few times a day, letting everyone know what a great job you are doing. How can listeners help?
They can all help by donating to Easter Seals, because it will help a lot of people who have struggles and different abilities.
And the website is eastersealspei.org. Okay. And Melissa, thank you for being here too. You know, you haven't really said a lot there.
I haven't needed to say that.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But this has been absolutely incredible. Thank you very much for coming in to spend some time with us as well. Lucy, is there anything else that you want to say before we, I mean, you want to stay here all day. I can tell.
Yeah, I
can tell.
Do.
And we would be all right with that. But is there anything else you want to say before you go?
I would just want to say thank you for inviting me today. And I hope that all of our listeners today can remember and never forget that with a positive mind, they can all do extraordinary things.
Oh, buddy, you know what? You are amazing. And we are very excited to get to know you even more with the school tour into next week, okay? So enjoy it and keep this energy, because it is going to be a big, fun week, okay?
Yep.
Janice, keep your energy. It's going to be a big, fun week.
I certainly will, yes. I will. It is always fun. And it's always a pleasure to, you know, get around to all these schools and thank them, to be able to personally thank them for their funds that they've raised. So thanks to all.
Thank you very much for being here today. Thanks, everybody. That was awesome.
Our pleasure.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Logs crackle as you toast a marshmallow to perfection. Light.